And even the best of us, which of us is not in moments of spiritual weakness consider himself to be among the best, there lives that old self which imaginatively surmises that we can thrust ourselves into the throne room, gallantly volunteer to represent the Almighty God as his servant, and then specify at least some of the terms which God must meet if he seriously and earnestly wants to avail himself of our power. What impudent and damnable nonsense. Sinners can force no entry into the presence of God. Transgressing hands and lying lips and wicked hearts disqualify the most sincere applicant. And stipulations that we dream up restrain us like granite walls and rods of steel from being about his business. Shall we then receive what we deserve and despairingly go on our way and slave into our sin and the prince of darkness? God forbid. For this morning's blessings, which are not the tertiary peripeties for the festival of the Ascension of our Lord, but as suggested reading from a daily two-year lectionary, this morning's blessings reveal another way, the way of our clement and pardoning God. The opening chapters of the book of Ezekiel recount for us the inaugural vision of this prophet and his God-given commission to proclaim the word of the Lord to the people of Israel. The point is to assure Ezekiel that his ministry is accredited by God himself. Take note in the Old Testament reading of the opening of the heavens, the strange heavenly creatures which accompany God, the voice from above the firmament, and the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the incomparably transcendent and invisible God. Hear the word of the Lord in the first chapter of Ezekiel.
In the 13th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the exiles by the river Kabar, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. On the fifth day of the month, it was the fifth year in the exile of King Jehoiakim, the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar, and the hand of the Lord was upon him there. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with brightness round about it, and fire flashing forth continually, and in the midst of the fire, as if it were gleaming bronze. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the form of men, but each had four faces, and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a carved stick, and they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings on their four sides they had human hands, and the four had their faces, and their wings touched. Their wings touched one another. They went everyone straight forward, without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a face of a man in front. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle at the back. Such were their faces. And their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two covered their bodies. And each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit would go, they went, without turning as they went. In the midst of the living creatures, there was something that looked like burning coals of fire, like torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures darted to and fro like a flash of lightning. And when they went, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of many waters, like the thunder of the Almighty. a sound of trouble, like the sound of a host, when they stood still, they let their wings down. And there came a voice from above the firmament over their heads. When they stood still, they let down their wings. And above the firmament over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like sapphire. And seated above the likeness of a throne was a likeness, as it were, of a human throne. And upward from what had the appearance of his loins, I saw, as it were, gleaming bronze, like the appearance of fire enclosed round about. And downward from what had the appearance of his loins, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and there was brightness round about him, like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. So read the type of superstition. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Was not the humiliation of Jesus, God's own Son, calling to question his unique greatness? God forbid. For his humiliation is the way of his teacher. Take note now in the epistle of Jesus' substitutionary death for no creature other than man, yet most assuredly for every human being. Master's genuine sharing in temptation and his flesh and blood brotherhood with our sinners. Rejoice in his victory over him who has the power of death and the consequent deliverance for those whose brother he is. Hear the word of the Lord in the second chapter of Hebrews.
For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou carest for him? Thou didst make him for a little while lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting to see, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, could make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified have all one origin. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim thy name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I, and the children of God have given me. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same nature, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those which through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. For surely it is not with angels that he is concerned, but with the descendants of Abraham. Therefore he has had to be made like his brethren in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make expiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted.
We do well to remember that we have a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God. We who aspire to or hold the office of pastor also do well to remember that the ministry of the Christian Church and her pastors rests neither on a merely human decision, nor on an inherent right of either church or pastor to be the mouth of God. Power past ministry of church and pastors is accredited only by the triune God, who reigns above the heavens, but who, in the person of the Son, has effected salvation by substituting himself for all things, who has promised to be with us, who has graciously commissioned us to be his spokesman in his world, and who has assured us that he will work through his word and sacrament even to the time of his second return for judgment. Take note now in the gospel of this Jesus of Nazareth, the Almighty God-man, who enlists his disciples in the discipling of others, and who guarantees his sustaining and dynamic presence to the close of the earth. Hear the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.